This is AcademiCast, Texas Tech University's podcast series from the Office of the Provost. I'm Rachel Pierce, and I'll be covering the top academic and research stories on campus. Later in the program, we'll spotlight student of integrated scholarship, Juan De Loera. First, the news. Texas Tech University Press recently highlighted its top titles at its annual Literary Lubbock benefit. One of its featured authors was Dean Smith, whose life served as inspiration for the book Cowboy Stuntman. AcademiCast sat down with Smith to hear more about his book in his own words.
My mom said, don't ever be afraid to try something, and I guess that's why I became a stuntman. On Saturday, I'd always go to the movie theaters and see the cowboys on the silver screen. And I guess, as a boy growing up, I fantasized that I would get to ride on that silver screen someday. So I've been very fortunate. I was a good athlete, and I went to California to play with the Rams. But in the back of my mind, when I signed that contract, I was trying to figure out, how am I going to get in the movie business? Well, I got in the business and started working in November of 1957.
You can learn more about Smith and his book. Just visit our website at academicast.ttu.edu, where we have a link to Texas Tech University Press. Turning to other news, Texas Tech is strengthening its interdisciplinary offerings in wind studies. The university created the National Wind Institute to better support its educational and research initiatives in the area of wind science, energy, and engineering. The move also aims to promote collaborations across other disciplines. By creating the institute, the university centralized its Texas Wind Energy Institute and the Wind Science and Engineering Research Center. A new dean is picking up the reins at the College of Media and Communication. David Perlmutter will become dean of the college beginning July 1st. He steps in following the retirement of Jerry Hudson. Texas Tech's influence continues to reach around the globe. University administrators hope to foster new partnerships in education and recently welcomed delegates of more than a dozen Ethiopian universities. Among those in attendance was Ethiopian Deputy Prime Minister Demek Mekonnen. Mekonnen explained that raising the bar in his home country's higher education system is critical, especially in the area of medical education.
Having such partnership with established university is very important. It's a mutual approach from Ethiopia to Texas and from Texas to Ethiopia. We focused on the medical center, health center, because one of our priorities is to produce number of doctors at home.
Along with a commitment to academics, students of integrated scholarship pursue a course of lifelong study through their involvement in active learning experiences. Modes of active learning include internships, service learning, undergraduate and graduate research, and opportunities to study abroad. In this edition of AcademiCast, we spotlight French and architecture student Juan De Loera.
Learning about new places and cultures never fails to inspire Juan De Loera. Born in Mexico and raised in California and Texas, he has managed to balance breadth and depth throughout his years as an undergraduate. De Loera is completing bachelor's degrees in architecture and French. He explains that his interest in architecture was inspired by a high school field trip to Fort Worth's Kimball Museum.
Since I was little, there was this artistic side to me. I attended a cultural school in Mexico where I got to do a lot of art, like painting and stuff like that. And I still continue with that after I moved to the United States. My junior year in high school, we took a college road trip to the Dallas-Fort Worth area. From going to the Kimball Art Museum, like, it opened a whole new spectrum to architecture and what it actually incorporated. What I like about architecture is we use a lot of our right side of the brain, but then we use a lot of the technical side as well. So there's like the artistic side, but then the mechanical and technical stuff that is both integrated.
Still, the education he gained within the bounds of the Texas Tech campus was enhanced by his semester abroad in France. In addition to strengthening his conversational skills through courses with his fellow students and Professor Carol Edwards, De Loera had the opportunity to connect with several people from France and developed a kindred connection with the country's society and culture.
The French culture, like going out, walking outside, knowing your neighbors and stuff like that, it's a lot of similarity to my Mexican culture. In Mexico, in our small town, like, you would see people walking around to shops, to the meat market, to the bakery. And when I was in France, looking like through the books and actually going and visiting and seeing that they do the same. So I just like to experience the cultures, I guess. And I love the language a lot.
De Loera also is committed to giving back through the university's chapter of Global Architecture Brigades, which he began at Texas Tech and now leads. The group designs and builds sustainable facilities in Central America.
Right now we're designing a healthcare facility in the community of El Cantón. And this organization brings both service as well as competitions for our chapter here. So it's really neat to do what you like to do and give back to a community.
De Loera alludes that his own path to integrated scholarship may not have been forged had he not pushed beyond his personal boundaries. Indeed, his decision to move away from home to pursue higher education has allowed him to explore the abundance of opportunities available to Texas Tech students and in turn to develop his sense of self.
Coming here, I've definitely like found myself in a certain way. Like, I've grown as a person. I've experienced stuff that I probably would not have experienced without venturing out of my comfort zone or my home. And I think being here at Texas Tech, there's a lot of opportunities that you can take advantage of and that could help you grow, like, both as a person and academically.
Beyond graduation, De Loera plans to continue studying architecture and French at the graduate level, ideally in France. We at AcademiCast wish him all the best as he proceeds down his own unique path as a student of integrated scholarship.
If you would like to learn more about Texas Tech students of integrated scholarship, visit our website at academicast.ttu.edu. That concludes this edition of AcademiCast. Join us again in 2 weeks as we spotlight the top academic and research news from Texas Tech University, as well as profile student of integrated scholarship, Marta Hose.